Relying on God's promises. To succeed in living well in recovery with God, we need to rely on his promises. His comforting words will help us persevere through the trials and the pain that we experience. Some of us thought that when we gave our will and life over to the care of God, we would automatically be exempt from the troubles of this world. Jesus did not tell us that, and he is the one who should know. The Bible says, "I have told you these things so you can have peace because of me. In this world you will have trouble, but be encouraged, I have won the battle over the world." From John chapter 16, verse 33. The promise Jesus made was that we could have peace because of him. How can we experience that peace when sin and sickness and death are all around us? Jesus has already won the battle over all those things. Jesus is always with us. This should encourage us, because no matter what happens, we never have to face life's circumstances alone. If God is our helper in times of trouble, why should we fear anything that might come our way? In the Bible we read, "For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" From Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5b to 6. God promises to strengthen those whose hearts are turned towards him. When we are in trouble, is God the first person we turn to? Do we truly believe that he exists and rewards those who seek him? God has made numerous promises to us, but faith to believe that he exists is required to activate his promises. If we truly believe God is our higher power, let's confidently stand on his promises today. In the Bible it says, "God looks down from heaven to see if there is anyone who is wise, anyone who looks to him for help." From Psalm 53, verse 2. Let's pray. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open and all desires known. Cleanse my heart of everything that would doubt your word, and help me to stand firm on your promises. Amen.